This is Dr. Sachdeva, SACHDEVA, address 175 North Jackson Avenue, Suite 108, San Jose, California, dictating a consultation note on patient Huynh Lu. First name is Huynh, H-U-Y-E-N, last name is Lu, L-U-U, Lu, Huynh Lu. Date of birth is 2/23/1968. This letter is being written to Dr. Stephanie Doe, first name is Stephanie, S-T-E-P-H-A-N-I-E, Stephanie Lee Doe, middle name is Lee, L, I believe, Stephanie Doe, Stephanie Lee, S-T-E-P-H-A-N-I-E, middle name Lee, last name Doe, D-O Doe, Stephanie Lee Doe. Address is, let's see, 1693 Flanagan Drive, Suite 100, San Jose, California, 95121. Telephone number 408-274-3881. Fax number 408-274-9053. Dear Dr. Stephanie Doe, thank you for asking me to see this 55-year-old female in allergy consultation, period. Her history is probably quite well known to you, but I shall highlight some pertinent features, period. I was fortunate enough to get an excellent Vietnamese-speaking interpreter and thus was able to obtain a decent history, period. Huynh, H-U-Y-E-N, Huynh has been having persistent rashes involving her arms, legs, hands, feet, and sometimes neck and face for more than a few months, period. She said, as far as we can gather, she has not had any eczema or these rashes before in her life, period. The rashes are quite pruritic, period. Nobody in the family is having any significant problem with pruritus, period. There is no exposure to any pets, period. She seems to sleep okay, period. She has occasional cough and some stuffy nose, but that does not seem to be a significant problem, period. Overall, she is pretty healthy, but weighs only 76 pounds and measures 60 inch tall, period. Her appetite seems to be reasonable, period. She has been diagnosed with hepatitis B and gastric ulcer, and I believe she is under care of a specialist, period. There is no history of any asthma or any significant history to suggest anaphylaxis or food reactions, period. However, she complained of some itching with shrimp, but there is no history of any diarrhea, vomiting, wheezing, coughing, shortness of breath, urticaria, angioedema, or throat tightness, or anything to suggest anaphylaxis, period. As a matter of fact, there is no history to suggest any generalized symptoms following consumption of any particular food, period. Her diet is pretty much unrestricted, period. She also complains of some itchy skin after drinking milk and chocolate, but that does not result in any rashes, and this symptom is somewhat inconsistent, period. Clinically, I don't believe she has any significant allergies to foods, period. Examination revealed a very pleasant, thinly built female who had dry skin and significant dermatographism on application of pressure with a tongue blade. Period. There were a few scratches and mild and few very small impetiginous lesions. Period. There were a few plaques on her elbows. Period. New paragraph. Clinically, I believe she has dry skin and significant dermatographism and low-grade atopic dermatitis. Period. Recently, she probably having some impetigo, and that certainly is causing some itching and rashes. Period. I recommended Augmentin and Kenalog ointment, and she's better, and she's much improved. Period. You have done some RAS testing, and that was completely negative, thus ruling out any significant allergy to common foods. Period. Her serum IgE is really not elevated. And that would also be suggestive of no possible significant allergies, period. New paragraph. Skin testing was completely negative to food and pollens, thus eliminating allergies as part of her rash and itching, period. This was explained to her at length with the help of an interpreter, and I believe she just has sensitive dry skin and dermatographism, and that certainly would result in itching and kind of itching cycle that is sometimes hard to break. Appropriate skin care was discussed, period. My final diagnosis, number one, dry skin, number two, mild impetigo, much improved, number three, dermatographism, number four, no evidence of any food allergies, period. My treatment plan, use moisturizers like Aveeno or Eucerin, number two, use Eucerin or Aveeno soap, number three, Kenalog ointment can be used if itching is significant, and there is number four, Ararax 25 milligram at bedtime for the next 1 to 2 months, and hopefully that will reduce her itching, and overall I believe she should do quite well, period. She appears to be nervous and is complaining of these symptoms, but I believe she is otherwise quite healthy, period. She should continue to see all the subspecialists that she has been under care, that she has been seeing, and be appropriately managed, period. I've asked her to see you for ongoing follow-up and general well care, period. Please do give me a call if you have any symptoms, period. As always, I really appreciate your kindness and trust in asking me to see your patients with asthma and allergies. With the warmest regards, end of dictation on patient Huyen Liu.